escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
The boys of summer are now just one win away. No, not the Mets or Yankees. We're talking about St. James Smithtown and the Little League World Series.
The 12-year-olds from the north shore of the island on national TV tonight. First pitch should be around 7 o'clock, and a win over Connecticut, and the dreams of making the Little League World Series become reality. Smithtown St. James Little League president Brian Ernie telling 1010 Winds that these kids are New York tough and ready to win it all.
I can honestly say I think Northeast baseball, we breed different kinds of players. They're ready. They know how to deal with adversity. They know how to deal with bad weather, and they're ready to play at the next level. So it's going to be a lot of fun to watch these kids' future and see where they go from here.
Ace pitcher Jeremy Katz will indeed start the game that's being played in Bristol, Connecticut. Now, how have the boys relaxed during this pressure-packed time leading up to the game? Well, they've been playing a lot of wiffle ball. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
That report in the New York Times that said President Trump and Andrew Cuomo had a phone conversation about the New York City mayor's race, that is turning into a he said, with the Democratic candidate.
Zoran Mamdani believes the New York Times report and says Andrew Cuomo and Donald Trump, in his words, are conspiring to steal the election.
This former governor has very little regard, whether it be for the Democratic Party, the democratic process, or for Democrats themselves.
And he says Cuomo will sell out working people for his interests and Donald Trump's.
I'm not seeking anyone's support. I'm running as an independent. And I like my position.
For his part, Cuomo says he can't remember the last time he spoke with the president. And if Trump was considering endorsing a candidate,
I think I have the least to offer
when it comes to how he could help Trump politically. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Another teenager, the victim of a stabbing in the city. This time, surveillance video showed the 14-year-old running inside Castle Chicken in Elmhurst, Queens. The owner spoke to CBS2.
One guy started running away, and the other guy started chasing him. He caught him on the corner. They pulled out a knife. He stabbed him first in the back, then in the shoulder.
Both the victim and the alleged attacker are reportedly students at Fort Preparatory Academy Charter School. The wounded teen, who witnesses say was attacked on his birthday, was taken to Harlem Hospital and is expected to recover. The 14-year-old suspect is looking at charges now, including felony assault, harassment, and weapons possession. A 13-year-old now being treated for a gunshot wound to the hand. That happened in Rockaway, Queens, outside the Ocean Bay Apartments. It's not clear what happened, but the kid is stable. So far, no arrests. The Biden administration plan to forgive student loans is long dead in the water, but now New York City is looking to help. Mayor Adams announced the new program that aims to not only help lower payments, but also help you identify a loan forgiveness plan for which you might qualify.
Getting an education should not be a lifetime of debt. Yet for too many New Yorkers, getting a college degree and higher education means more bills, more debt, more money out of their pockets.
Well, the city is partnering with the company Summer on this free online portal. Go to meetsummer.com/NYC-save-on-college. That's a long one. We'll do it again. meetsummer.com/NYC-save-on-college. City health officials urging anyone with symptoms to get to your doctor as the number of Legionnaires cases continues to rise. The 11 cooling towers at the center of the outbreak in Harlem have been treated, but the investigation continues in 5 zip codes in Upper Manhattan as the number of infections rises now to 81.
The city's doctor, Michelle Morris, is urging people to know the facts.
Legionnaires' disease is caused by Legionella bacteria and grows in warm water. It cannot be spread from person to person.
She says the sooner you get treated for your symptoms, the better.
Legionella's disease is completely treatable with antibiotics, and the outcomes are excellent if it is diagnosed early.
The cooling towers that did test positive for Legionnaires have since been disinfected as the city continues to investigate where else it's spreading. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Harlem.
Word this morning that in the months leading up to this outbreak, inspections for Legionella in-city cooling towers dropped to a record post-pandemic low. Gothamus looked at the publicly available data on that. In response, the city health department blamed a staffing shortage. Nearly 24 years since the attack on the World Trade Center, the medical examiner's office has confirmed now another 3 of the victims.
Advanced DNA testing and renewed family outreach helped identify the remains of 26-year-old Ryan Fitzgerald of Floral Park and 72-year-old Barbara Keating of Palm Springs, California. The third is a woman whose family did not want her name released. Chief Medical Examiner Jason Graham said they made a commitment after the terror attacks that never ceased.
This is active, ongoing work, and now these 3 families, after nearly 25 years, have a degree of closure that they never had.
Nearly 40% of victims have not been identified.
And so that's at the heart of why we continue to do this work.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Opening night for this summer's Shakespeare in the Park also marked the first night for the newly renovated Delacorte Theater.
The $85 million renovation is ready to greet people for 12th night.
It looks beautiful and very new and modern, and very excited to see it in operation.
For the first time in 2 years, and this upgrade was needed, Janice got her ticket.
More accessibility, which I hear is going to be great, not for myself. And from what I've read, the resources that the staff and the actors have to dealt with in the past was just pretty sad.
But now the focus is rightly on the show and how people interact with it, which she calls the essence of New York. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Central Park.
Mark your calendars for Thursday nights through September. Yeah, that's when you can catch live jazz performances in Times Square. Joe Papa runs the events programming for the Times Square Alliance.
The tremendous thing about our entire TSQ Live series is that it's all 100% free. There's no ticket, there's no admission. Anybody that is coming out of their offices after work or the pre-Broadway theater crowds, we're here for everyone.
This is Thursdays, 5 p.m. at 46th Street and Broadway.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.